So welcome back. As I mentioned this morning, part of what we're doing here is celebrating Vesak, is celebrating Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and specifically this Sangha, which is Auckland Insight.
Some glasses there, somebody's.
Oh, that'll be mine. I like things. Thanks.
So we're celebrating Auckland Insight. And as I touched into briefly this morning, spiritual friendship is the web of interconnection that helps to create Sangha or community. And I mentioned that famous quote from the Buddha about spiritual friendship, where he said to Ananda that admirable friendship, admirable comradeship, admirable camaraderie is the whole of the spiritual life. So given that spiritual friendship is so important, I thought to take some time now just to begin to contemplate it together. And so far I've been using this term, spiritual friendship, without actually defining it. And that's because I wanted to leave it open for us to explore what it might mean for each of us. So in a moment we're going to take some time in silence to begin with, just for you to contemplate for yourself what this might mean to you. And then after about 5 minutes of silence, I'll invite you to share what might have emerged. So just taking a few minutes now to settle back in. And to just gently ask the question, what does spiritual friendship mean to you? So as you ask that question, what does spiritual friendship mean to you? How is it different from ordinary friendship? As you just notice what intuitively bubbles up, you might explore what are some of the qualities or attributes of spiritual friendship that you would like to receive, that you'd like to be offered by a spiritual friend. And then similarly, what spiritual qualities might you offer to others if you were to be in the position of offering spiritual friendship? What qualities would you like to be able to offer to support that spiritual friendship?